Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. 2021. What a ride. A year where players have been tested like never before.
The risk to stay in New South Wales was too great, so we were left with no choice but to move all our teams to Queensland.
Every week, a step into the unknown.
Operation Exit, COVID Sydney. Next stop, Queensland's bubbles.
But finals footy is here.
The finals are here at last.
We've already bid farewell to 8 teams.
Goodbye!
Every moment of the NRL Finals lives here. Now, it's the Eels v the Knights. For Ream and McDonald's, Triple M rocks Finals footy.
Welcome back. We're only about 50 minutes away from Newcastle Knights and Parramatta. Loser out. Winner goes on to play Penrith. So we'll have that game for you live. Dan Ganane leads the call team this afternoon, and we'll be with you right through the NRL Finals series and into the grand final via the Triple M you are listening to, or also the listener app. We've got Gordon Tallis, we've got James Triceps Hooper, and joining us for the final hour, hello James Graham.
Hello mate, the flavour of the month, as you've been
mate,
calling me.
Everybody's saying, how good's James Graham going at the moment? You are doing a great job. You're loving it.
Thank you mate, I appreciate the positive feedback.
And mate, we did have a chat yesterday in the lift going down to the car park. Mate, this is much easier than a coaching gig. You wouldn't want a coaching gig when you can have this.
No, mate, definitely not. Everyone's under pressure, aren't they? Mm. It seems strange this year that, what, has there only been the one change of hand so far? The one sat John Morris?
I think it was only, earlier in the year, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But at like, you know, sort of 8 to 10. To maybe 12 coaches all under pressure.
Yeah.
You know, or the next year I reckon there could be, many a coach lose their job. Hate to be very optimistic, but that's just the way the game is, isn't it? Sometimes when you have a year when there's not many seconds, it follows up the pressure mounts, and yeah, we'll see some shuffling of the decks.
So why would you want that when you can sort of, because the other thing about that too, James, is, you know, 1 minute living in Sydney, then you're living in Townsville, then you might be living in the UK again. I mean, it's a lot of stress on your family, isn't it?
Yeah, potentially, yeah. Mm. We'll see how we go, though. I'm still trying to figure it out. Coaching has always appealed to me one way or another. I don't know how a front row would go, telling maybe like our centre three-quarter should defend, but yeah. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see. I'm not totally giving up on it yet, mate. But, you know, you are a draw card, so if I can get to work with you a little bit more, you know, I'll... that is one of the bonuses.
I can say that you and I are going to have a full dance card when these restrictions lift. We've got sports lunches and dinners to do everywhere from Jervis Bay to Goulburn, all up into Engadine, right through into the middle of Sydney. So whatever you pick to do, keep Friday lunch free, okay, mate?
I can certainly say... certainly do that.
Now, let's talk about those games last night, mate. Firstly, the Roosters 25-24 over the Titans. The Titans nearly pulled off the miracle there at the end.
Yeah, what a game it was, honestly. Like, I think after Friday's first game, the Melbourne v Manly game, it sort of deflated me a little bit. And I probably wasn't very optimistic about how this first weekend of finals was going to be. But that first game, wow. Like, for it to go down to the wire is exactly what the fans want. Mm. And for the NRL, they would have just been loving what they saw on the Saturday evening from both games. But go back to that game, it was, you know, very opportunistic from the Titans to stay in the fight. But they had to dig deep and they had to stay in there. But wow, the Roosters, they just found a way. And, you know, Sam Walker coming on late in the piece, gets the field goal. It was, and then that tackle that he managed to pull off, he nearly lost his feet just before he actually got to the tackle in the initial line break. Yeah, what a tackle from that man. And then, you know, there's an old saying in rugby league, it takes 80 minutes to win a game of football and only one moment to lose it. Yeah. So, you got a feel for the Titans because they had the opportunity to win it at the end. Obviously, if Patrick Herbert passes the ball to Thompson or Fifita, and you've got those two options who you were, if you were a betting man, you'd back them to score in that situation. And he, you know, realistically, he goes for glory, and he's you know, he's got to live with that for, you know, the next couple of weeks. He'll be stewing over it. And, you know, it was interesting to read the sort of reaction from it. You know, Corey Thompson, obviously very easy to see what his immediate thoughts were and just how they... It's going to be interesting to see how the Titans assess the season. Obviously, it comes down to a moment where they've lost the game. Yeah, but I think all in all for the Titans, it's they're going in the right direction. I'm sure Gordy would want to chip in a little bit on this, but I feel that for them making the eight, it is a pass mark. That's the, I think at the start of the season, if you would have given, you know, everybody involved at the club an opportunity, you are going to play finals, albeit 1 week. I think most would have taken that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, buying Dave and Tino and, you know, Sam Lasoni, it certainly, you know, lifted our stocks a little bit. But at times I think our spine is still getting together in combinations, and AJ Brimson's been out with, you know, we've lucky that Jaden Campbell has stepped up. And, you know, I think now just watching last night's game, Jimmy, and I kept, you know, I think Gold Coast Titans have given the Gold Coast something that they can be proud of. But next year they got to win, I reckon, at least four more games.
Yeah, I'd be in agreement with you there, mate.
And you know, and those games when they – and last night what I saw, that effort is the standard.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, boys, sorry, Gordy, I'll just cut in on you here. I just got – this is fresh off – fresh into the system here. Dobbo, Ben Dobbin, our Queensland number one NRL caller up there through 104.5 Brizzy. Dobbo's caught up with Anthony Seibold. And, of course, Anthony Seibold's off to the UK to take up a position in coaching. Here's a little bit of what Ben Dobbin and Anthony Seibold, here's a little bit of the interview that we got earlier.
Anthony Seibold, back in the hometown of Rockhampton. It's a special place for you, but it's such an important game for the Knights and obviously their finals campaign this year.
Yeah, definitely, Dobbo. Great to be home in Rockhampton. It's great for the people in the region. As far as the Knights are concerned, mate, it's a big game. Obviously, you know, it's the second year in a row this group's made the playoffs, and that's the first time in 18 years. So it's been a really, I suppose, considered build-up this year, and Adam's done a fantastic job preparing the team.
Parramatta, the last 6 to 8 weeks has been up and down, but they beat Melbourne, and that's probably a fair benchmark. Where are their dangers this afternoon?
Yeah, well, they've got a great attacking team when they're on song. So from our point of view, we need to try and suffocate their attack. So where we hand over the footy, Dobbo, is going to be really important. I think, you know, field position and possession in big games is the key. So we need to make sure we've got a really good kick chase, mate, and really try and, I suppose, suffocate, you know, their attack off the back of that and make, I suppose, Mitchell Moses kick from his end of the field.
Your forward pack looks a lot stronger this week, obviously, Saifidi back. It's important for them to lay that platform through the middle early.
Yeah, Dobbo, we missed them last week. I think all six of our starting forwards this week didn't play last week, so they're fresh. They've had a really good build-up over the last 2 weeks, and, you know, that's where our strength lay. I think everyone, you know, can see that we've probably been a little bit clunky this year with attack, but we've been really gritty in the games that we've won. And, you know, I think, the Saifidi brothers, Clemmer, Connor Watson, Braley, those guys are the keys to, you know, to a good defensive display. And then Callum Ponga's individual brilliance. We think that we can give him a bit more ball in the right places and give ourselves a chance.
Obviously, Friday night was a little bit of a blow, but both semis last night, they were nail-biters. You'd be expecting the grind here, that 80 minutes sort of game here, the Savo.
Yeah, I would have thought so, mate. I think, you know, both teams have got really strong forward packs, and I think it's going to come down, you know, who's got field position, who's got possession, mate. As I said before, Dob, I think for us, you know, it's all about diving into our kick chase, and you saw what South Sydney did really well against Penrith last night. They did, put Penrith in uncomfortable positions where they hand over the footy, and essentially, you know, we've got to do something similar.
Good on you, best of luck.
Good on you, Dobbo.
There's Anthony Seibold, and of course, he's off to take up that position in the UK. I have had a word behind the scenes with him, Hoops. He will help you with some of your effort areas going into the off-season, although he says effort is not your problem, skill is your problem.
Is that right, Anthony? There were some unconfirmed reports that you'd spotted Anthony Seibold having walks along the beach up at the Sunshine Coast with Triple M's very own Brent Reed.
Yeah, oh, well, I mean, you know what, but how are they going to get on when one's in Australia and one's in the UK?
Well, that's why they invented Zoom.
Oh, man, Zoom's going to get an absolute flogging. That's what's going to happen. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we'll talk about this game, Parramatta versus Newcastle. Who do the boys think will win, and why? That's all coming up. We've still got to do the Raging Bull as well, as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Sunday Sin Bin. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to it. Well, we are only now 35 minutes away from kickoff in this game. Massive game this afternoon. Newcastle, Parramatta, the loser is out. We'll get the thoughts of James Graham, James Hooper, and of course, Gordy Tallis shortly. Thanks to our good friends at Apricity Finance. We love them and we love having them on board in 2021. They sponsor Gordy Tallis. We went to Origin 1 with them and they're great blokes. Apricity Finance, all about helping you out with your invoices. What are you raging about, Gordon?
I'm just raging. I got up in Townsville. I came up here for the games and I watched all the shows on TV and they were talking about David Fifita. And there are all these journalists sitting there and they're saying that he's flopped and he's this and that. And he's 21 at the beginning of the year when he won. And they said, was he value for the Titans? And I believe if he doesn't play for the Titans this year, we don't play finals footy. Could he have played better? Absolutely. Could every player in a competition play better every minute? Absolutely. But I think for a young guy, 21, still learning his game, burst onto the scene, has done it all on natural talent, still learning to play as a team, still learning to get a combination with the 7, 6, 9, and 1, playing on an edge. I think he's had a fantastic year playing busted. And this is another thing, like when you're, Jimmy, like when you're old, you learn how to play with injuries because you've had them and, you know, you realise after about round 4, you're never going to run out on the footy field 100% again and you've got to get through to the final round. I think when you're young and you get injuries, it's sort of hard to deal with them, I think, mentally, because most young kids want to feel 100% to perform. So I think if I was judging David Fifita, which I do judge him hard and I do put a standard on the back rows, I think he's been absolutely outstanding. He's made more tackle busts. A lot of them, it's been under ace, have passed him the football, and he's had to do a lot of it himself. Give him a couple of years, a bit like Kikau. When Kikau come on, he was just such a raw talent. When he runs, he will learn the passing game. He will learn to get a better combination with his 6 and 7. So I give him a huge pass, and then everybody keeps saying, oh, well, he's worth this much money. He's worth that much money because he got us to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple as that.
Yeah, Gordy.
He does on the footy field. He played Newcastle, I think, in round 7 or whatever. I think he scored a hat trick in about 12 minutes. Those 3 tries, no one else in the game could have scored them.
Gordy, it was the same when they played Souths up there as well. There was a couple of tries. He scored that. No one else in the game can score. He's carrying 4 or 5 players over the line with him. I think that's the problem, though, is that people come to expect that every single week. And almost there's that sense every time he gets the ball, the sort of crowd and the fans sort of are waiting for that to happen. And then ultimately when it doesn't happen, like 99% of the time, there's a sense of disappointment. And
yeah.
And that's it, man. And you know, like he's done stuff this year. He'll have a highlight reel for this year that players will only dream of. Rows would only be able to dream of. He has been sensational this year when he's been on. Yeah. He's been absolutely sensational. Another big problem for David Fifita, unfortunately, and it's not his fault, is the price tag. And the price tag is out there publicly, and people will always hold him to that. And
the club that he was going to play for offered him about $1 million. South offered him more money, and I think the Dogs offered him more money than what he went to at the Titans. So he wasn't chasing the money, but that was the money that was on offer to him. So he had about 4 or 5 clubs willing to pay, you know, close to $1 million. That's what he's worth. I think with Dave, like when I watched, and there's Dave Taylor and these guys that their whole career, they've been able to rely on their natural ability and sit there, and they didn't have to do the team things because you pass them the ball and they scored tries. So that's his football career. That's all he's learned. Pass me the ball and I'll score 3 tries and I reckon we win the game. So learning to do those little 1%ers, Jimmy, can take a long time to get that team ethos in your head that's what I've got to do. And he is getting it. Defensively, of course, you know, everybody's got to improve every single moment of the game. But if I'm given a pass mark. He's in the top three back rowers of the season.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Raging Bull. And it's thanks to our friends at Apricity Finance, helping people with their invoicing, and proud sponsors of Gordy Tallison. Much like the Gold Coast with David Fifita, the people at Apricity are very, very happy with their investment into Gordy Tallis in season number one. So we're going to take a break and come back and review Parramatta Newcastle as Triple M rocks the footy.
Weekend is here, and so are the thrills and spills that go with it. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back. Storm 40 defeated Manly 12, of course, on Friday evening. So the Storm have a week off. Roosters 25, Titans 24. Titans are finished for the year. South 16 get a weekend off. South 16, Penrith 10. Next week it'll be Manly versus Roosters and Penrith versus the winner of this particular game coming up, Parramatta or Newcastle. Now that we say that part of the commentary team for this game is Ben Dobbin. Let's go to him on the sideline now. Dobbo, welcome to the Sunday Sinbin. What's the atmosphere like?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Well, 5,200 people are jam-packed into Brown Park in Rockhampton on a very balmy 29-degree Sunday afternoon. Who would have thought? I mean, last night they had a pro bull riding bull ride rodeo in Rockhampton. Tomorrow, the Droughtmaster National Sale, which is a breed of cattle, is on. So this is the hottest ticket in town, except the rodeo and the bull sale. But we've got a game of football on in half an hour, and it's going to be an unbelievable clash. Both sides are 1-17. Only one change for the Knights. Suaso Su will start. Connor Watson drops back to the bench. But other than that, Parramatta are 1-17. So looking forward to this one, and it is a sellout. It is jam-packed here in Rockhampton.
Will you
what's the price of mate? What's the price of a big Brahmin these days?
A Brahmin bull? I don't know, Gordy.
Everybody loves a Brahmin.
Everybody loves a Brahmin. But I can tell you, a good initiative, and not trying to be in any way controversial, Rockhampton have got it under control here. Normally, you're handing out stubby coolers, and you can get a pie. You're getting, if you come to the football, you can get a jab. There's a COVID vaccination clinic here at the footy. People are going to the footy and getting a jab. So I've never seen that before, but that's what happened. Get a jab, have a beer, watch a bit of rugby league. It doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. So the atmosphere is set. Only that one small change there for Newcastle, yeah. Dobbo.
That's all. That's all. And sitting in front of the Nev Callaghan stand, he was a Queensland stalwart, and he owned the car dealership in Rockhampton.
What sort of cars did Nev sell? Mate, Holden's, I suppose.
Not quite sure. I'd reckon Toyotas, I'd reckon. Maroon, this is Toyota country up here, I'd suspect. So
maybe
Mitsubishi. Mitsubishi Triton, it could be. You know, like it might be a Mitsis.
I'd love to know what cars Nev sold. If you could find out, mate, if Dobbo, don't worry about the footy. Okay. We can find out what Nev was selling and how much a Brahmin is. If we can get to the bottom of those two.
The average price for a Brahmin bull, I will find out. Last night, it was a Hereford or a Droughtmaster or a Braford, whatever. We'll find out all those breeds. But the beef capital of Australia is alive and well for rugby league this afternoon.
What about in terms of the footy, Dobbo? How are you seeing this game?
Look, everybody's talking up Parramatta, and they're all saying, well, they're that good because they beat the Melbourne Storm. But we heard Anthony Seibold a little earlier. The bottom line is that they didn't start six of their forward pack who were playing today. I think the Knights are smokies in this one. I don't mind them. Everybody says, oh, look, it'd be one-way traffic with Parramatta. I think Caelan Ponga is a big key to this today. I think Mitchell Pearce, who has the experience, finals experience, he's going to be absolutely instrumental. And who knows? We all probably thought Penrith were going to do the job last night, and that was changed. So as Parramatta just running out for their warm-up now, so you can hear in the background, there's a lot more Knights supporters than Parramatta supporters here at the moment. So.
All right, Dobbo, we'll catch up with you again at kickoff, mate, and we'll discuss now with the boys. Good on you, mate. Parramatta, let's talk about Parramatta's chances firstly. Do you see them, James, as going into this game as favourites?
Oh, absolutely, mate, absolutely. And, you know, there was much being said about Parramatta's season, and it was all going to come down to how they perform in the playoffs. And, you know, they weren't looking good. They were on a bit of a losing streak, but then they turned it around with a huge performance against the Melbourne Storm. Completely just out Melbourne in Melbourne, doing a Melbourne to Melbourne. They were sensational that day. I really like how they brought back that power game. They're not messing around anymore with, you know, or trying to play, you know, a different style. They're playing the style that suits them. I think with Campbell Gillard coming back as well, with the short passes of Paulo and Brown, I think that should be enough. You know, the Knights, for me, they won five games on the spin, but all against opposition that I think, you know, they should be beating with the with the caliber of players that they've got. And, you know, look back to the Bulldogs game that they won. They ran for 2,000 metres that day, but they only ended up scoring, I think, four tries. And that, even though they've got the quality of Pierce and Ponga and Best on one side, I just wonder if that's enough. When your team's making 2,000 metres, you probably need to be coming up with more opportunity, creating more opportunities and putting more tries on. So, I've got to be back in Parramatta in today's semi-final.
Look, the real challenge for the Knights is to come out with the intensity that the Parramatta Eels will come with. You'll have Brown. They start fast. I reckon about a month ago, they tried to play a little bit too fancy against Melbourne. It was effort. It was energy. Back fence, win the collision, play the ball quick, line speed, and they're all the things that win finals games, you know, and then take your chances. And I think, you know, does Newcastle have that 80-minute performance? And I'm not sure they do.
You know, as well, Gordy, just off the back of that, you could see how much that Parramatta game meant to them. Parramatta beat Melbourne, you know, the talk between Gutherson and Moses after the game, it was all for the coach. So they've got that in them, which tends to suggest that they'll bring that type of performance today because they know the coach will still be under pressure and they want to perform for him. That's not to say the same wouldn't be happening at Newcastle or Adam O'Brien, but we've seen a really good example of how Parramatta can do that only 2 weeks ago. And I'm expecting a similar style of game and a similar style of performance this afternoon from Parramatta Eels.
On Parramatta, you, James Hooper?
It's tricky, this game, because they've only won one game in the last 7 weeks, the Eels. Yes, they were outstanding against the Melbourne Storm. I think the biggest plus for Parramatta is the fact that they're going to be fresh. They rested all of their big gun players last week when they were beaten by Penrith. Even though the scoreline blew out, they were very competitive. Ray Stone starting at hooker lends itself to the fact that he will probably just play more as a service dummy half than the running dummy half. I think it'll be super close, but yeah, you'd have to think that if Parramatta play to their absolute potential, then they should win.
Okay. Now that we've discussed Parramatta, we're going to come back and discuss Newcastle. But before we do, let's say if you all think Parramatta are going to win this game, I'll start again with you, James Graham. Then where do Parramatta sit with the Melbourne Storms now that the Rabbitohs have beaten Penrith? Where do they sit with the top echelon sides, do you think, Parramatta?
Oh, look, I think, you know, they started the season like a house on fire, didn't they? But I think much got made of can they sustain that throughout the year, the way they play. It takes a lot of juice out of you. It's hard to recover and repeat those massive efforts week on week. But, you know, really, they're the only team that have done that to Melbourne. You know, Melbourne have lost three games all year, two at the very start, which were very tight games. But that was a different beast, and that'll take a lot of that will give a lot of confidence to the Parramatta Eels. Coach Brad Arthur will be going back to that as evidence to prove to his team, look, guys, you've done it against the best. You've done it against the best. We just need to do that for 4 more weeks. I need 4 more weeks out of you guys of that exact same performance. But it starts today. We give you guys a lot of you guys the week off last week. I need you to go out there, and this is the first step on the journey. And they'll have the belief that they can run with the likes of South Sydney, of Melbourne Storm, of Penrith Panthers, whoever they're going to play next week, should they get the victory today. They'll have a lot of belief within that team based on the fact that the level of performance that they produced 2 weeks ago against the Melbourne Storm.
Okay, just to be clear, whoever wins this game will play Penrith. James, have you got anything further to add to Parramatta? Where do you see them in relation? I'll ask you the same question in a moment, Gordy. In relation to, say, Souths, Penrith, Melbourne?
I think at the moment they're probably just on the next
level?
Rung. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that they are a rung down. If they get through this game today, and I believe that it is genuinely a 50-50 game, it wouldn't stun me if Newcastle somehow came out and did orchestrate a victory. As their assistant coach pointed out in the lead-up, a lot of their forward pack has been freshened up, and they do have big-name, big-game players in the likes of Ponga, Bradman Best, one of the best young centres in the competition, and Mitchell Pearce. But I would put Parramatta on the next level. If they do get through, I think that Penrith can handle them the following week.
Okay, so you see that either way, they're running out of time, Parramatta.
Yep.
Let's take a break before we come to you, Gordy, because we've got to just catch up on a few ads here, and we'll come back and we'll talk about Newcastle and where they go from here. And of course, we've got that game for you live across the Triple M network in 13 minutes time. It's Parramatta and Newcastle as Triple M rocks the finals.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
We do it for Sea-Doo. Get on board a Sea-Doo. No passport, no worries. Now let's get the thoughts on the Newcastle Knights from the boys before kickoff at 4 o'clock. We welcome in Ryan Girdler.
Hello, boys. Hello, everyone.
Nice to see you, Girds.
Nice to see you, Anthony. Yeah, always. Great call yesterday. I was just looking. Someone sent through the Titans call the other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that yesterday, the Titans game?
Yeah, it was, mate. Yeah.
Oh, mate, you did a great job in that final play.
So, did you, mate.
I wasn't involved. I was just sitting there listening to you.
Well, mate, you were an inspiration.
What a moment.
There when I kept saying that he's 10 minutes in the sin bin for 8 minutes and whatever I kept saying wrong.
The start of the day wasn't that good for you, but you finished well.
It got better, didn't it?
It did.
Now, look, mate, we've only got a couple of minutes here. Newcastle's chances today. Now, it doesn't hurt that they go into the game with a halfback that's played 300-plus games, Newcastle, in Mitchell Pearce, and, of course, Ponga as well. But let's talk about Mitch Pearce.
Oh, look, yeah, look, he's a very experienced player, and he'll know what's needed of him out there this afternoon. He'll rally the troops. What concerns me a little bit about the Knights today is I'm a big believer in conditioning for finals, and you know, the Knights have had to push really hard to get a foothold and to make sure that they secure their spot for September. What concerns me is the fact that they had those five or six wins in a row. It was against the Titans, the Dogs, the Sharks, the Broncos and the Raiders, who weren't playing that well. So I think we saw a little bit of that in Manly the other night too, who had to push really hard at the back end of the season to nail that fourth spot. They threw all their eggs in the one basket, but they didn't really play anyone of note to prepare them for the contest and for the intensity of the game that they came up against Melbourne and needed to produce, and they couldn't. So I think Newcastle are a little bit the same, and I think that's why Parramatta, that game against Melbourne a couple of weeks ago, put them in really good stead, because they know what to expect here this afternoon. And even though it's a final and you spoke about the experience that a lot of these Newcastle players have, they haven't played in a big game for a long time. Last time they had a really good hit out was about 8 weeks ago against the Roosters, and the Roosters put them to the sword. So I'm leaning towards Parramatta.
Okay. Newcastle... James Graham, I mentioned there the experience of Mitchell Pearce. It's got to mean something going into a massive game like this. He's been there and done that at all levels.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And obviously, he's had some great success when he was at the Sydney Roosters. You know, he iced a big moment a couple of weeks ago in that game against the Gold Coast Titans. Yeah. He took that game-winning field goal. So that will give him confidence should a big moment arise in this game, which, you know, I imagine if Newcastle are going to win, it is going to have to be a tight affair and potentially a field goal to finish it off. And, you know, it's up to him to kick well against this Parramatta team, to turn the big forwards around. Obviously, you know, like I said earlier, Newcastle, no drama in making any meters. They've got the Saifiti boys. Clemmer, obviously carry the ball very, very strong, love having the ball in their hands, but it's just what they can create off the back of that. And, you know, from what I've seen lately from Newcastle, there was a game against Cronulla where I thought they would really kick on with it not too long ago. And just, you know, despite having lots of strike out there in Best and in Ponga, they're not creating enough for me, which is a bit of a worry coming into this finals game. You know, when they've played lesser opposition, they've not really put them to the sword and really excelled. They've just sort of, they've gone along and they've got their business done, which is what you need to do. But I've not seen enough for them in recent weeks. Despite getting victories, I've not seen enough to say, oh, hey, we're here to come and play in the finals and put on a performance and go on a run.
So you're going para?
Absolutely.
Okay. Gordy, tell us, Newcastle or Parramatta?
I'm going to go Parramatta.
Okay. Well, you blokes are hanging around to call the game with Dan Ganane. That's only about 5 minutes away. Full coverage. Remember, the loser of this game is out of the finals race for 2021, but the winner goes on to play Penrith. Next week, we'll have that game for you on Triple M. Thanks to our friends at Sea-Doo. Get on board at Sea-Doo. James Graham, we'll see you next week on the show.
Sounds good.
And Ryan Girdler, you have a great call this afternoon, old mate. Gordy, tell us you were brilliant as usual.
Thanks. Thanks, Anthony.
Are you hanging around to call the game, mate, or have you got the afternoon off?
I'm in Townsville. How can I call the game?
Well, mate, you've called the game last week.
That is so stupid.
No, it's not that stupid because you called it last week from Brisbane.
The game was in Brisbane.
Oh, well, there you go. That would explain it, wouldn't it? So at the end of all that, it was stupid. Have a great afternoon. That's it for us. Thanks to our friends at Ream, Australia's favourite, and so too Macca's celebrating 50 years in Australia. The Monopoly game is back at Macca's.
Triple M's NRL primetime for Canadian Club. Over beer? Well, Canadian Club wants to stock your fridge. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.